Hi, the Cowan Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They will hook you up, whether you're hot or cold or your nipples hurt, whatever, they're going to help you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for bonus episodes from past shows, probably with me and a fatter guy.
Goodbye.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus. The Fan.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keel. Cincinnati Reds try and snap a three-game skid when they face the Pirates in Pittsburgh tonight. The Reds now trail St. Louis by a half game for the National League second wildcard spot. Cleveland Indians will continue in Minneapolis against the Minnesota Twins tonight. This after splitting a doubleheader yesterday. Columbus Clippers continue their series at Toledo. Cleveland Browns coach Kevin Stefanski saying today that receiver Odell Beckham Jr., who missed last week's season opener, will not play this weekend against Houston as he continues recovering from last season's knee injury. Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Urban Meyer told media covering the team today there is no way he would leave his current job for the head coaching opening at Southern Cal. Meyer's been rumored as a candidate for the Trojans job even before it was ever open. This update brought to you by the Basement Doctor, Central Ohio's most trusted name for your home since 1987. Visit basementdoctor.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Welcome to the home of stupid. That's right. You're now listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Really, if you haven't heard us before, I don't recommend that you listen.
Well, if you're going to listen to us, you have to promise to listen to us until it makes sense. And if you're not willing to make that commitment, we don't need you to listen.
When is it going to start to make sense for me?
I don't know.
Featuring Panama Ted, imported from Panama.
Thank you, Ted. You suck.
Leanna Ray on traffic.
5-minute delay.
And a bunch of internet sounds that make no sense.
To reach around the guy.
You gotta squat and be ready.
Balls on his chest.
Strap in and strap it on. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
We have a big program today. So big, I can't even tell you half the things that are on it.
Yeah, that big.
So big.
So huge.
We have on campus all the news and notes you need coming up at 4:48. What else do we have?
That's what we have.
That's it.
That's what we
have.
You nailed it, buddy. You nailed it.
We have many things to talk about.
Of course,
but in terms of the benchmark segments,
yeah, the things that you would be like, also coming up today, we have this and that other thing. There's none of those.
5 o'clock nudity today.
Oh, good.
You and I just showing it all for the people.
What do you do if you're already naked and 5 o'clock nudity rolls around? Just ask for a friend.
Cut your skin off.
Oh,
make a coat out of it.
Really dark. Wow. I was not prepared for that turn. Oh, no. I hope not.
Reds lose to the Pirates last night.
Oh.
This is getting pathetic.
I mean, the phrase has been, don't worry, they've got all these games with the Pirates. Well, there went one of them right there, right?
They're losing all these bad teams. Now, here's the good news. Kind of good news, kind of bad news. Padres also have no desire to make the playoffs because they lost again last night.
But
the Cardinals, or as Bud Selig liked to call them, the Cardinals, the Cardinals win. So St. Louis is currently in that second wild card spot right now by a half a game.
And that's the last thing you wanted to see.
Nightmare scenario. Making the playoffs if you're a Reds fan is a disaster, especially with their remaining schedule. But if you lose out to the Cardinals, that's even worse.
Yeah, of course. It's horrible. I mean, I wish I could tell you that my New York Mets were going to help you out, but
no,
I don't think the Mets are going to do much for the Reds here, buddy. I don't think that's happening.
Mets had their little, we're back, right?
Yeah.
After the thumbs down to the crowd, then they came out. Would they win six in a row
that
or something
so great,
like that?
Right. It's like they give the thumbs down to the crowd. Everybody booed them, and then they were like, "We're going to show you." And then they won six in a row, and they're like, "Oh, our team is back. It's all forgiven." They're like, "Oh, you love us again?" Like, now we suck again. Good job. Way to go, guys.
All of that, though, winning six in a row, they're still under 500.
Yeah. No, they're bad. They're a bad team. They had an awful month between, but no, who cares about the Mets? I was just bringing it up to say they're not your answer, Reds fans, because they're playing. They got another game with the Cardinals tonight. They're not going to help you there. You could get help from the Padres and the Cardinals just screwing each other. That happens. You got a 3-game set coming up after this. So this weekend, maybe they all just kind of, I don't know, get the pod. If the Padres win 2 out of 3, that'd be ideal, right? That's probably what you want. But either way, unless one team sweeps, it's probably going to work out for you. But you've got to take care of business.
Mets only 4 games out of that second wild card spot. Yeah, it could happen.
This is a chance for them. They had a chance right now with the Cardinals, and they've screwed it up. And who did they play right before that? The Reds. And the Reds took 2 out of 3. So, sure.
I have a lot of problems with Major League Baseball, and I don't really like the way that the postseason is configured. However, you've got 17 teams within striking distance of a playoff spot.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for September 15th. A lot of fan bases are in it. Now, a lot of fan bases are frustrated, and seemingly in the National League, nobody wants to win that thing or get the second wild card spot, at least, because the Dodgers are 17 games up with that first wild card spot, and they clinched a playoff spot last night.
Yeah, as you would.
They really missed Trevor Bauer on that team.
Yeah.
Imagine if Trevor Bauer was there
teach them
to show them how to win.
Yeah. It's too bad.
We need to get back to basics if we're going to win the World Series again.
Yeah, to be 100% clear, good that he's gone. Not because he's a jerk or anything like that, but because he did horrible things, it seems like. And till they figure all that out, he shouldn't be playing baseball. So, good. I'm glad he's not playing. And obviously, like you said, the Dodgers don't miss him.
You know what the Baltimore Orioles run differential is on the season?
I'm afraid to ask.
Now, they're 46-98. They're bad. They have the worst record in the American League. Worst winning percentage in Major League Baseball. Their run differential is -262.
Yes. I was about to say, like, if you were to ask me, I was going to say somewhere in the 150 to 175 range.
262.
Wow, that is brutal. I don't know how you do that in less than a Major League Baseball schedule. I don't know how you do that.
Well, the old adage is you win 60, you lose 60. It's what you do with the other 42 that matter. They've won 46 games. They're not winning
They're
60.
Not winning 60. Holy cow.
They hold a parade. If they can win 60.
Oh, gosh. That is...
I don't think they have that many games left.
You know what? There's all this talk about how to prevent tanking and how to this or how to that. I'll tell you right now how you prevent tanking. You set some number. I don't know if it's 60 wins, if it's 62 wins, if it's 58 wins, where you put the number somewhere pretty reasonable, and then you say, if your team is below this number, everyone in the front office has to be fired. Has to be fired, like, and then cannot be rehired by that team for a minimum of 1 year. Now, if you want to wait around, continue to tank.
All right, that's fine.
Bring back the tankers
for another year. We can do better than that.
I'm just because wouldn't that at least stop the GMs from being stupid in this regard and putting together horrible teams?
Maybe.
All right.
What we need is a salary floor, and I think with the next CBA, we're going to get it.
Yeah.
All right. Whether that's $80 million or $100 million, we need a salary floor. Which hopefully, look, man, you got $100 million in payroll. You can't be 46-98. I mean, I guess you could.
I know.
But it's going to take everybody just failing and just epic failure.
I get what you're saying, but salary floor
I'm
feels like.
I'm not finished.
I thought that was your solution.
Finish.
Go ahead. I thought
component
that was your solution.
Component one, salary floor.
All right.
Two, we'll go with your option.
Oh.
Everybody of consequence.
If you reach
gets fired.
If you reach a certain level.
I'm not talking about like the secretaries.
No. We're talking the front office, the people who are in charge of setting that.
Yes, but you just can't say front office because there's a lot of people who work in the front office who have nothing to do with the baseball
who run
operations.
The team.
Okay.
The people let's say the top five executives, so your GM, your director of player relations, all that stuff. Yeah, you just get rid of everyone who's of consequence in that front office if you're below like 60 wins.
The other thing I think we have to do. We talk about this guy a lot, and he's great with PR, he's great with promotion, he spends a lot of money, but he's also made a lot of money.
Okay.
He knows PR, and that is Houston area furniture mogul, Mattress Mac. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
What Mattress Mac will do, like if the Astros are in the playoffs, right? he'll say, hey, you come in by, you know, $7,000 worth of furniture or more on this date in one of my stores. If the Astros win the World Series, it's all free. Yeah. Everybody who bought furniture on that date, if the Astros win the World Series, your entire bill is taken care of. Now, he makes tons on the promotion because people flock to the store. He also has it underwritten by insurance.
Yes.
Where if he loses out, if the Astros win the World Series, well, he's paying out the ass on insurance premiums, but he's not out all of that cash out of pocket.
He also goes and places a wager in Vegas on the Astros to win the World Series, which if it hits, pays him millions.
Nets him millions of dollars.
And then he can just use that to cover it if he needs to.
If you are a Major League Baseball team, you should have a promotion. If we do not make the playoffs, every single one of our season ticket holders gets a complete and total refund.
Wow.
You will sell out of all of your season tickets.
Yep.
Right?
You will
sell out of all of your season tickets. You need to give fans an incentive to buy tickets, mm-hmm. and you need to give the front office an incentive to get to the playoffs. It's a win-win situation.
I know. The problem, and I know what you're saying, and I agree with
that. It's genius. Don't shoot it down.
I'm not shooting it down.
You are going to crap all over
it. No. Listen, I'm part of this plan. You said salary floor, which I completely agree with. You took my idea, and I appreciate that, of saying you fire like
not only
the
fire
GM.
Him, jail term for 1 year.
Well, you call it jail. I'm just saying
jail for 1 year.
They can't like fire the GM who just got you to 45 wins and then be like, all right, now you're rehired.
I said you put him in Martha Stewart jail for 1 year.
You have to have a 1 year moratorium on hiring that person
because that person's in jail.
Okay. But that third one. That would work only if Major League Baseball existed as an entity that was not the Major League Baseball owners. That's the problem with any real type of reform, is that if we think of the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, we think of them as like they're the league office. And then over here you have the players. And on this other side, you have the owners. And then they both of them funnel through the league office and they talk to each other. That's not true. The NFL is Jerry Jones, right? It is not Dak Prescott. The NFLPA is Dak Prescott. You know what I mean? And Major League Baseball is the same thing. These dumbass owners who have no problem fielding a 50-win team for years and years. Look at the Pirates ownership, for crying out loud. They have no problem being abjectly terrible. The Orioles clearly have no problem with being abjectly terrible. So will they impose on themselves a system?
No.
That would say we have to pay back our owners.
I'm not saying this is realistic.
Or our fan base, I mean.
I'm just looking at it strictly from a fan perspective. That's what they should be doing.
That's one of the best ideas I've ever heard, honestly. If you don't make the playoffs, maybe you give like a 3-year term. You don't make the playoffs, and we're giving you options of you make the wild card and lose in one game. That still counts. You don't have to refund anybody. But if you don't make the playoffs 3 years straight, you have to refund all those season ticket holders. Yeah, you're right. You would absolutely see those fan bases sell out their season tickets, and those teams would probably hate it. That's the weird thing. They'd probably be very against everyone buying their season tickets because they know they're not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, isn't that backwards?
You're right.
We could make a system that guarantees a lot more bad teams would have sellouts and big crowds and people back in the ballpark, and they would say, nah, it's too much risk. We don't want it.
You're a borderline playoff team. Would you be rooting against your team? And like you're just there cheering for the other team? You're like, well, we could. If you're a team like the Cardinals this year, right? Or the Reds or the Padres.
Well, no,
where
but you make the playoffs, you don't have to pay back your fans.
You sneak. That's what I mean. Where you're like, hey, man, this team could sneak into the second wild card spot, but we know they have no shot of winning the World Series once they get to the playoffs. So let's go to the ballpark and boo our own team. So they lose, and we can get our money back. Yes, yeah. The fans.
Yeah, I would be on the fan side. I would be a little ticked if they were like, we're going all in for the playoffs. And you're like, you can't win the World Series. You have no pitching.
But you know how desperate teams would be?
Oh, my gosh.
They'd be like, you just show up on a Wednesday night, and it's like, how did Barry Bonds get in the lineup tonight? they would just be throwing everything out there. Old man Barry Bonds is there.
The trade deadline that we saw this year,
which
was crazy.
Be crazy.
That would pale in comparison to what we would see if this was the standard, where for those teams that are on year three, where like they have to make the playoffs or else they refund all this money, oh my gosh, you're right. They'd be like, we found a way to clone Lou Gehrig. He's back. He can go.
Denver people are angry with Urban Meyer. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an accident on the right shoulder of I-70 downtown split eastbound after 4th Street. Traffic is slow in this area as they get things clear. And more delays expected on 71 northbound between I-70 and East Broad Street. This traffic report is sponsored by Insperity, providing scalable HR services, employee benefits, payroll, and HR technology for 30-plus years. Insperity's mission is to help businesses succeed so communities prosper. Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Visit Insperity.com. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Listen to this show and feel better about yourself. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Hello. Hello.
Bone has something very important to tell you.
That's right, Mike. I don't know if you like doing laundry. I don't really enjoy doing it, but we all have to do it to stay clean. The good news is your laundry's getting cleaner with Kinetico water in your house.
You know what I've noticed?
What's that?
The blood stains that I have on my clothes are getting out much easier.
That's good.
From when I bludgeon people to death.
That's so good. I'm glad that's working for you. I don't know if that's what they're trying to do, but here's what I do know. We have the Kinetico water in our house, the Premier Series water softener. It actually makes your laundry detergent go further. The average family does 8 to 10 loads of laundry a week, and laundry done with Kinetico soft water requires 1/4 of the recommended detergent compared to laundry with hard water. That's 75% less is what my math says. So if you want to get better laundry, you need to get better water in your house. You can do that with Kinetico. Go check out my guys, KineticoColumbus.com. The guys and gals there will help you out with figuring out what water system you need for your house. You can also talk to them about the K5 drinking water station like I have in my house. It's all there, KineticoColumbus.com, and get the funk out of your water with Kinetico.
We split up the jobs in our house. My wife does all the laundry.
Oh, yeah?
She always has. And she stubbornly does like a load of laundry every day.
Oh.
Every day, even though we're a small family. We're a family of three.
Mm-hmm.
What aggravates me, though, is that she wears the same, like, three shirts all the time, yet her closet is full of shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Shirts. She has 19 pairs of jeans, and I think she just washes the same one over and over again.
So she wears the same three sets of, like, clothing, more or less. She has lots of clothes in the closet, and she's always doing laundry.
Yes.
Does she have clothes that are just to be laundered, that are never worn? Is it like, well, I have this need to do laundry, and there's just, I took a couple clothes out, just threw them in just in case?
No, she loves to do laundry. I don't know. Well, she'll complain about it, so she must not like to do it. And I say, well, don't do it for a few days. You have all these clothes here. We're fine.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need more clothes, clean clothes. We have clean clothes.
Yeah, it's got to be done. I need to do it.
We've been married for 15 years. I am not exaggerating when I tell you, in 15 years, she has used the iron twice. In 15 years.
Yeah.
Ironing, not a thing she does. So I've just stopped buying clothes that need ironed.
Do you know how to iron?
I know how to iron.
You just don't want to.
See, again, now this is a discussion that we have.
Okay.
It's not my job. We have jobs in the house.
But
there are clear.
But you want things to be ironed.
I do, but that is under the laundry purview. Ironing is laundry.
Yeah,
that's her job.
Okay.
Because if I do it once, then it will be expected of me every single time.
So your fear is, if I'm understanding this, is that if you were to just say, I have a shirt, it needs ironed, I know how to iron it, I will get out the ironing board and iron the shirt.
It's the principle of the thing.
It's that then she will be like, oh, sweet, you're ironing now. Here's 27 things that need ironed that I've just never wanted to bother with. And now you're going to be Mr. Iron Guy. Is that what it is, the fear a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
So instead, we just don't iron.
Yeah.
We don't buy those types of clothes.
Oh,
we're just wrinkly people.
I look for clothes that are carefree, wrinkle-free.
Yes.
All as many of those as I can buy. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, we don't have the jobs thing in our house. We're just,
when it needs to get done, somebody does it.
Here's the jobs thing. I do my laundry. My wife does hers and all the kids. But so like, because she does like everyone else's, I'm just like, you know what? I'll take mine. I'll take care of my own. So that means the kids' laundry is done regularly with routine, folded properly and put away. Same with her laundry. My laundry is done like once every 2 weeks where I have like exhausted every piece of clothing. And then it's like, all right, got to do the laundry. But
I do laundry so infrequently that like if she's got a particularly busy day.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, I got this meeting. I'm not going to be home. Do me a favor. Just throw a load in. Leave it in the washer, and I'll take care of it when I get home. I have a full panic attack because I have no idea how the washing machine even works. One time I put half a jug of soap in with
one load of jug.
I don't know. More is better.
No, it's not.
More is better.
No, it's not.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And I also put the fabric softening sheets in with the laundry.
Mm. Yeah, that's not where
I
go.
I want my fabric soft. I'm just putting the sheets in. And I come home to her screaming at me.
Well, because you do a lot of cooking. You obviously do most of the cooking in the house, as I understand.
I do all the cooking.
Okay. Yes. So that's your job. But I could see you taking a cooking approach of like, well, laundry requires at times bleach and detergent and softener. Let's just throw all that in and see what happens.
You know what else I may do? And I'll only admit it to you.
Okay.
I may do things wrong on purpose so I'm not asked again.
Oh, this is, well, someday we'll just lay
that
out for the audience.
That is the husband's
secret. That is a someone who's been married longer than 10 years thing. Because I think that's something that the new guys and gals, too. This goes for both sexes. This is for everyone. There are just, if my wife one time told me she wanted to mow the lawn, which usually that is my job. I end up mowing the lawn usually at our house. And she has said, no, I want to teach me how to do it. So I was like, all right, here we go. We're going to open this thing up. Her dad never showed her how to use the lawnmower. I helped her out. She got out there. She did it. And I was like, that was good. I'll take it from here. It's okay. You don't have to do this again. And I think she did that to me. I think she
did
reversed
it on purpose.
Jedi mind tricked me. Yeah. Because now I just exclusively do it. And she's like, I can help if you want. I'm like, no, no, no. I got it. It's okay.
Here's another example. I don't think she's ever pumped her own gas.
Oh, yeah. My wife has, but she refuses.
She will come home on E on fumes. And then I get in the car and say, why didn't you fill up?
Well, it's not my job. It's your job.
We can be in the car together.
Mm, but that's your job.
It's my job to get out and pump the gas.
That's interesting.
She refuses to do it.
Is she afraid of it? Did she grow up in New Jersey?
No.
Okay. Because I know
she's not afraid of it. She's,
okay. It's not her job.
She just, you know what? This is a shocker to most people. Where it's like, oh, I thought your wife was normal. She's not normal. She's like me. She's screwed up like me. She just puts on a better front than I do.
Yeah.
I let you into my world of crazy, but only my wife lets me see how crazy she actually is.
That's reasonable. And good for her for at least maintaining the facade. That takes some effort. You've given up on that effort.
I have given up completely.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer and the Jags, they lost last week. They will take on the Denver Broncos this week. And what happens is there's a conference call set up every single week with the media.
The opposing media.
The opposing
or whatever
media in
team
Denver.
So presumably the Jacksonville media is getting to talk to Broncos players, Broncos coaches, whoever.
Right.
And the same is usually returned by the other team.
So the Jacksonville Jags set up their conference call for the Denver media. Denver media got on the call, put in the little code they have to put in to get on the call. And when they were there, they were told that Urban Meyer declined to participate in the call. So the Denver media went on social media to say how Bush League it was and how they didn't appreciate it. Now, is it perhaps poor decorum for Urban Meyer in his second game to big time the media for his first road game? Yes, perhaps. But I think this is a bigger problem with the NFL because it's not required he be on the call. So I'm quite sure Urban's sitting there trying to figure something out.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's trying to put together a game plan for Sunday. And, you know, one of his peons walks in and says, it's time to meet with the Denver media. And he probably looked at him and said, well, do I have to? No, not technically. Well, then I'm not doing
it. Yeah, that's breaking news to no one around here. If Urban doesn't have to talk to the media, he's not going to talk to the media.
Yeah.
So you better.
So, yes, Urban probably should have done it, but it's an NFL problem.
It is an NFL problem. I do get why they are frustrated because, and this is probably what is at the crux of the matter as much as anything else. A lot of these guys wanted to write a story about Urban Meyer and the Denver Broncos. What are his thoughts about this organization and this team? What does this legendary college coach think about us? And he's not going to give them that opportunity, and they're mad that that's the case. So that's probably where this comes from. Still, I can understand their frustration because they expect it because, yes, it's not officially required. It's just usually done, but that's how Urban rolls. My friends, get used to it.
Urban did talk about the USC job today. We'll tell you what he had to say coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. A couple of accidents to watch out for. You'll find a crash blocking the left lane on the ramp from eastbound 670 to southbound I-71. Watch out for heavy slowdowns. And an earlier accident has cleared from I-71 southbound before North Broadway, but traffic is still slow as it recovers. This traffic report is sponsored by Taco Bell. Dreams are amazing, but wake up in time to have Taco Bell's toasted breakfast burritos with eggs, cheese, and bacon. Toasted breakfast burritos available at a participating Taco Bell location near you during breakfast hours, only 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The kings of local social media.
Twitters and twatters.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey, twatters, join the Fan for the Ozone Tailgate on Lane for the best game day tailgate in town. Catch the pregame show with Matty Ice and Tyvus Powell. Listen to live music and watch the game if you're not headed inside. Be sure to bring cash.
Mike, did you say to bring a checkbook?
No.
Oh.
Bring cash.
Did you say to bring my Visa and or MasterCard?
That doesn't work there. Okay. Bring cash for your favorite tailgate refreshments. The Ozone Tailgate on Lane is sponsored by Kohler and Buckeye Power Sales, White Claw, your local Columbus Hyundai dealers, and Jack Daniels. See you on Saturday, twatters.
Now, when you say cash, do you mean a non-fungible token that is connected to Bitcoin in some way?
I do not say that. No. I do not mean that.
Oh, you mean
Twitters
physical
and twatters.
Physical cash.
Physical cash.
What do you think old Tress thinks of the whole Bitcoin thing?
I bet you he's a huge investor.
Is he a
Twitters
big fan?
And twatters.
I'll tell you what, if there was a sweater vest NFT, sweater weather, it'd probably do pretty well. The sweater vest NFTs, they'd be good.
Urban, speaking to the media, he was asked about the USC job, and he said there's no chance. He says he's committed to building up that program, and there's no chance. I believe him. I don't think Urban's certainly going now. I think he can win one or two games this season, and in his mind, it can be a complete and total disaster. But he's not bailing after 1 year. Even if he's canned there, I don't think he takes that job right off the bat. I think he goes into hiding for a while and licks his wounds.
I have changed my mind over the last 24 hours.
You have?
Yeah, because I was with you yesterday more on the sense that if this was year two of the Urban Meyer in Jacksonville tenure, and let's say year one was like a one or two win season, they had the number one pick, and then year two started off poorly, that he might then be entertaining it. But here's the reality, man. There is some level of self-awareness that successful people possess. They possess it to different levels, and they don't all possess it at good moments. But if Urban Meyer is self-aware, there is a chance that in the back of his head, the seed has been planted. You've got an out if you need it. Because he knows no matter what USC says right now, oh, we're going to do a national search, we're going to do a blah, blah, blah. If Urban Meyer picked up the phone today and said, hi, USC switchboard, connect me to the people who matter. They would plug him in instantly, and he could have the richest deal, or one of, in college football in no time. Whether he wants to take it right now is a whole different story. But if you know there's a backup plan out there, if you know the parachute exists, then you think more about, well, I could jump out of this plane if I really had to. You don't think as much about landing the plane if you know the parachute's there. That's what I'm saying. So I think it's planting a seed. And if it goes, if there's more leaks, because you had those already with assistant coaches kind of blabbing to the media saying they didn't like some of the stuff and the way things are going on there. This is after 1 week. If you see more of that, if you see players coming out and saying stuff, if they keep losing and badly, they're getting waxed by 3 touchdowns every week. How many weeks of that does it take before he says, why am I putting up with this when I could go to Southern California?
He's not quitting.
Okay.
He's not doing it.
Not today he's not, but I'm not convinced that in 10 weeks from now, if it's been utter hell in Jacksonville and there's been no progress, Trevor Lawrence looks lost. I'm saying there's a possibility, yes, that he...
I'll give you a possibility. I don't think it's likely.
I agree.
Right now it's not likely.
But you should have seen the answer he gave today if you watched the video of it. As soon as he's asked, he looks right down and goes, oh, I'm not interested. I'm committed to staying here. I mean, he goes so inaudible.
Bill Belichick?
Yeah, he got so inaudible that people thought, oh, Urban Meyer's not committed to this job. Look at how he won't even look at the reporters. We know from being around him all these years, that's the Urban Meyer look he gives when he says, I can't believe I'm talking to this idiot. I have no desire to answer this question, because Urban does kind of tend to not respect the media, if you haven't caught that. So I don't think Urban was so much demurring because he didn't want to commit to anything. I think he was doing that because he said, I can't believe I'm even being asked this question. I don't want to be here in this press conference. I got to get back to work.
That's true. I also don't think he's entertaining it at all. And you're right. Maybe 10 weeks from now, he thinks about it a little bit. But I think at this moment, he's got his eye on week two playing the Denver Broncos.
I think he does, too. I'll tell you this, though. Do you think USC ends their search without a firm no from Urban Meyer?
Oh, no, no. USC should definitely kick the tires.
What I mean is, like, or Luke Fickle, or whoever you want to throw in there, but Urban, obviously. I don't think there's a chance USC says, oh, Urban said he's not interested? Well, mark him off the list then. Like, they're not doing that right now. They will check back with him in December. If he is, like, oh, and something, or one and something, they will check through the back channels to give him every out to deny
it. Of course they will.
But they will want to know before they hire someone else, they will want to know for sure that Urban is in F off. Don't ever call me. I don't want to hear from you, USC. They want to know that's the answer before they shut that door.
He said no chance
today. And I agree
today,
with him.
Yes.
Today, there's
today,
no chance.
He said.
No chance. Look at him. Look at those grapefruits.
Hey, thank me, by the way.
Why?
Because I guaranteed a crew victory last night, and they won.
Let me tell you something
You
right
said
now.
They needed an extra 7%. I gave it to them last night. No. My motivation is what got them to that victory.
You know who gave it to them last night? You know who got the job done? There's a couple guys. There's Alexander Mattan, who has been a nice addition to the crew this year.
How about it? Thanks, Mike.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks for guaranteeing the victory and putting pressure on my team to win.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
For guaranteeing the victory.
Just want to thank you.
I appreciate that. That's very nice of you.
I want to thank you and $1,000 from every crew fan.
not getting that. But we got to talk about this guy very quickly. Miguel Berry has come in, young player for the crew, and all this dude does is score big goals. He scored the winner in the Hell is Real game. He just scored the winner last night, late in the game. Just tremendous from this kid. He's been on fire for the crew. And I would like to point something out, because there are some people today giving Caleb Porter, the head coach of the crew, a lot of credit, because yesterday was a must-win game. And they did win. So Caleb Porter got through to his guys. Maybe. But I'd like to point out that the crew fans, through the summer, when this team was abjectly terrible, and has been abjectly terrible, by the way, they said, hey, we want to see Miguel Berry. We want to see what this guy can do. He needs to be starting. We should be seeing this kid and find out what he can do. And Caleb Porter, when asked about it from the media, he said, well, fans want him to start. Well, he's starting. Like, he said it in a way of like, oh, you fans think you know everything. Huh? Well,
I wish Matt Nagy would do that with Justin Fields.
Right.
But I'll show you.
He was shamed into starting Miguel Berry. And look what's happening. Now, he didn't start last night, obviously. He came in as a sub. Super sub Miguel Berry. That was fantastic from
him.
Super
sub.
I'm just telling
Cold
you.
Cuts.
This guy comes in and scores bangers. That's what you want. You got a guy who is in front of goal. He's not afraid of the moment. He slid up the ball right past the defender, made him look like he was on skates, and fired it into the net. Did not hesitate to make the move. Miguel Berry for president of these United States. Right. I'm starting the campaign. Let's go. Right. Forget mayor. Forget governor. We're going right to the top with Miguel Berry.
Where's Miguel Berry from?
U.S. of A, baby.
He is?
Yeah.
All right.
I forget where he went to. Hang on. I'll look him
up. You know what? Don't care. Chase Young.
You should.
Good player, bad at hot takes. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Still watching an accident blocking the left burn of the ramp from eastbound 670 to southbound I-71. It is causing some heavy slowdowns over here. Traffic is beginning to build on 71 southbound between 670 and East Broad Street. Plan on some backups over here, about a 5-minute delay. This traffic report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples Connect is amazing prices for your back-to-school list. Staples one-subject notebooks are only 25 cents each, and Crayola 24-count crayons, two-pocket poly folders, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 50 cents each. Offer ends on the 18th. Notebooks in-store only. Limit 30. Prices may vary online. Staples. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Some fans drink the Kool-Aid. These guys drink the bleach. This is Man and Bone.
Do me a favor, head to wherever you get your audio. Search Common Man and T-Bone. You will see our cartoon faces pop up. If you haven't done so already, click subscribe. Every single show will come right to your device, free of charge. And if you enjoy the show, please do leave us a nice 5-star review. We appreciate them. If we hit our next review goal on Apple Podcasts, you will get another bonus show. Uncensored, all nude bonus show.
Nude, not new. It'll be the same.
It'll be new and nude.
We're going to get it. Oh, I thought we were going to get a transcript of the last one we did, but then just re-perform it. But nude.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Good.
Chase Young, good player, right? Former Buckeye.
Mm-hmm.
He's a full-grown mang.
Yeah.
We are the same species, but we're not. That's what Christian told me this weekend.
Oh, looking at him and you?
Well, I forget what commercial he's in, but he's in a commercial where he's, you know, he's doing like Chase Young things.
He's
working
hanging
out
at one point, like from his hands, and doing like the lifting the knees thing, where your abs are just like working like crazy.
It was that shot.
And someone's punching him in the gut.
It was
while
that
he's doing
shot
it.
Where my wife looked at me, and this is why I love my wife, because she can humiliate me, but it's on brand, and I appreciate it.
I can't believe that you're both men.
I can't either.
No.
That's a real man.
He's impressive. Yeah.
However,
this just in, NFL player is pretty impressive.
Yes. However, not great with the hot takes. Ryan Fitzpatrick is dead, at least for the time being. Mm-hmm. His starting quarterback in Washington. And Taylor Heinicke.
Taylor is his name. That's right.
Is the new starting quarterback. Here is Chase Young's hot takes. He could start on any other team in the league.
Well, okay. Let's just back off of that one slightly.
Now, look, man, I know he's in that bubble, right? That's why I don't blame guys when, you know, the worst team in the league, when they come out in the preseason and someone says, we can make the playoffs. I guarantee you we're going to make the playoffs, because they're in that bubble. They're thinking like competitors. I wouldn't have had a problem if Chase Young said he could start for a lot of teams in the league.
Sure.
We could still debate that.
What is a lot of teams? How many are we talking?
he could start on any other team in the league.
Here's
Tom Brady, get out of here. Taylor Heinicke has arrived.
Right. Now, I don't know exactly how he meant that, but perhaps I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Because you know me, Mike. I love the benefit of the doubt.
I know. To a fault.
Mm-hmm. Is there, I mean, maybe what he's trying to say is, if there was no starter there, like Tom Brady's not in Tampa, there's just an open competition at quarterback, and you just take a bunch of random dudes, I think Taylor Heinicke could win that job. But again, that would also be true for probably a lot of other quarterbacks that are not Tom Brady. Like, saying he could start for any other team in the league, that's a thing you can say for, like, defensive ends when there's seven good defensive ends on one team, but then there's lots of other teams that don't have that many good defensive ends. You can say, oh, this guy, he could start on any defensive line out there. Sure, because there's a bunch of spots. There's only one quarterback on the field at a time, so that means he'd have to beat out the other great player, in that case, Tom Brady, or name your guy.
Not going to happen. I saw Ron Rivera talking about him, too. Ron Rivera did the coach thing that you do when you really don't have any facts to back up what you're about to say.
Okay.
And he came in and he was fine against the Chargers, right?
Well, and he had some success previously there, right?
Well,
I mean, he's done some nice things occasionally in moments.
Yeah, all right. But, you know, the media was talking to Ron Rivera. Like, what do you see in Taylor Heinicke? And Ron Rivera's answer essentially was, he's got a thing. He's got a thing about him. He didn't say moxie, but he meant moxie.
Moxie is what he meant.
Which is the thing that you go to. It's that, and I got to tell you, so-and-so, a winner.
Right.
I know that they're 4'11 and can't throw the football more than 10 yards in the air, but I'll tell you what, I wouldn't bet against him. He's a winner.
I think it's also something that can be said when you look at, let's just, I know he's my guy, right, because he plays for my team, but let's just use Baker Mayfield for an example. If you said right now, what makes Baker Mayfield so good? You could say he is extremely accurate. He understands this offense. He has learned, I think, largely his limitations. Doesn't try to, like, hero ball the game at all times. But also, you could throw in part of that mixture is Baker Mayfield's got a little thing. He's got something that you can't quite put your finger on that allows him to also get guys to listen to him, buy into his little, you know, it's us versus the world. Like, there's some guys that are just better at that than other players, right? Jameis Winston talking about eating a W doesn't maybe translate as well as some other things. Maybe that's what they're saying with Taylor Heinicke, but you have to also be able to prove the other things he can do. Like, he's over 70% with his passes when there's no pressure in his face, or some other stat that would tell you he's also good that way.
Anyway,
Taylor Heinicke, your guy.
He's not my guy.
No, he's your guy.
He's Chase Young's guy.
He can start for the Bears.
Dude, why are you doing this to me? I was reading something today, because obviously I hate watch that game on Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
Fully knowing that my team was going to lose that game. And they didn't disappoint me. And they're screwing around with Justin Fields, throwing him in random plays. It's not fair to him. It's not fair to Andy Dalton. It's not fair to the rest of the guys on that team. But that offense struggled. Remember, Matt Nagy, offensive genius. That's why he's got that job.
Yeah, that's supposedly the reason.
Yes, that's why he's got that job. Offensive genius. He's got his laminated play sheet in front of him from the Andy Reid coaching tree. How many times did the Bears on Sunday night in the entire game complete a pass for more than 10 yards?
I'm going to guess less than two times.
Zero's less than two, right?
Yeah.
Zero times. Their longest, Andy Dalton's longest pass attempt was 16 yards.
Good night.
These genius offensive minds, their entire offense revolves around throwing two-yard passes.
Well, right, because it's the new way to run the football, Mike, is you can toss the ball out there and let your skill guys make something. But you're right, that's not really a play. That's just, look, if we can get our guy in space, he'll do something. That's...
Yes,
let the talented guy go do something, but your job is supposed to be offensive genius.
Yes, but then you hear from the Rams DBs after the game where they said, well, it was pretty damn easy because we knew they weren't going to throw the ball down the field at all, so we just were standing at the line of scrimmage, and it was easy for us.
I mean, I know you know this. I know most Bears fans know this, and certainly all Ohio State fans know it, but Matt Nagy, if you're not aware, Justin Fields can throw the football down the field pretty well. He's That's one of the things he's really good at.
And I don't want him to be my starting quarterback. Andy Dalton can throw the ball more than 16 yards down the field.
That's true.
You're not allowing him to do that.
Yeah. It's a good thing, though, that they've basically said, hey, Justin Fields, he's a lot like that Tebow guy, right? He just put him in there as like a fullback, and he goes and runs for first downs.
Yeah, all right.
What are you doing,
Matt Nagy? I could almost understand if you have a rookie quarterback out there and you don't trust him to run your entire offense right off the bat, that maybe that's why you would have a limited offense. But that's why you're playing the veteran quarterback, right?
Well, you're playing...
If you don't trust the veteran to throw anything longer than a two-yard pass, what are we doing?
Also, it is still telling me when these teams are like, oh, we get to the important part of the field, time to bring in the rookie. If he can handle it in the red zone,
you're right.
He should be able to handle it in between the 20s too, I would think.
Bone went to get his yearly physical. We talk about this every single year. Every single year, his doctor looks at him and says, I don't know how you've done it, but you are the picture of health. Will this apply again this year? He'll tell you coming up next.
We have the answer.
We have the answer. Yeah. He's going to tell you coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an accident with injuries on East Livingston Avenue at Champion Avenue. Traffic is beginning to build over here. Please be cautious as they get things cleaned up. And a crash also blocking the ramp from eastbound 670 to southbound I-71. Still working to get this one clear as well. This traffic report is sponsored by Dawson. Dawson is now hiring distribution and warehouse associates. Start earning up to $23 an hour. Interview today. Text Hire Me to 255-JOBS or visit DawsonCareers.com/HireMe. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Number one show in the world, according to the Panama TED Internet Research Group.
That doesn't make sense.
This is Man and Bone.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Wednesday. All right, so here's how it works every single year. T-Bone goes in for his physical.
Yep.
And by the way,
everyone should do that.
I was going to say, here's my public service announcement to you. Do it every single year.
Get a
physical.
Go
in, see your doctor every single year. Get your blood drawn. You don't want any surprises. Because a lot of times when you start feeling a certain way, it's too late.
Yeah, it might be something that could have been caught earlier if you can go in
they
and get those.
They can catch
physicals.
A lot of things by looking at your blood. Or at least something that doesn't look right, and then they explore further. So it's important, especially for dudes of our age, to go in and see your doctor every single year.
Well, your age. Well, I'm of a different generation, but I know what you mean.
So you go in every single year, you see your doctor, you get the physical.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a fit man.
No, I kind of go in with this approach of saying, look, doc, I know this is the bare minimum I can do, but just don't sugarcoat anything for me. And my doctor always says to me, well, I wouldn't because you've eaten a lot of sugarcoated things. You don't need any more of that. And I go, that's why you're my doctor. Thank you.
Yes. You are a very rotund guy, not physically active.
No.
And so, you know, maybe internally things are not working the way that they should be working. But every single time you go to the doctor almost gets sad because he wants to tell you, like, I looked at your blood and I got to tell you, man, this isn't good. And if you don't fix this, it's going to become a bigger problem. But instead, the doctor looks at you every single year and says, well, you're the picture of health. I don't know what the hell's going on. You don't have high cholesterol. You're not pre-diabetic. I mean, I'm sure all the excess girth is not helping your joints, but you are fine.
You've done a very good job of cosplaying what my doctor actually sounds like. There is a resignation in my doctor's voice where he's like,
he wants to tell you.
I wish I could tell you that I have a recommendation for you, or there's some kind of medicine you need to take. But right now, just you shouldn't be doing what you're doing, but I have no medical reason to tell you to stop.
All right.
He knows it's not good for me, though, and I know it's not good
for me. So maybe this is the year. This is the last year in your 40s, or in your 30s, before you get to 40.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is going to be the year. I mean, we've had a hell of a year, right?
Hell of a year.
I mean, a lot more stress probably than a normal year.
Oh, I spent, 15 months out of the last 24 months mostly in my house like not even having the attempt of, I've got to be out in public and be seen, so maybe let's lay off the ho-hos. No, there was none of that for 15 months.
So maybe this is the year your doctor's going to look at you and say, aha, we got your blood work back. Here's a red flag. Instead, what happened?
Got the blood work back, and they said, yeah, I mean, your like sugar is slightly elevated from normal, but you're not diabetic, and like don't get it worse, but you're okay where you are. So I'm in an acceptable range right now.
What's the cholesterol?
I don't know the number, but it was perfectly fine.
Okay. Well, if you don't know the number, then it's fine.
It was the only thing actually, now this is going to, it's going to make you mad. Cause I actually went a step further this year with my physical. Cause I did all the normal stuff I do. And I said, doc, is there anything else? Cause maybe we're just missing some big red flag. And he said, well, there's this newer thing that the hospital's doing. It's a scan. You go in, it looks at the arteries on your heart. And it actually checks right there at your heart. You know, that's where it could be, you know, if you got a big buildup of cholesterol there, that'd be really bad. We wouldn't know if it's all in one spot or if it's just lining your artery, but let's do that. That's something we could do that would be very preventative. It's definitely not necessary, but if you want to do it, and I said, I want to do it, let's go. So I did it, got the results back. It literally said, we might need to do this again in 10 years, but there's nothing to report as of right now.
Oh my God.
Nothing in there. There's not a thing in there wrong.
Meanwhile, I just popped another cholesterol pill while you were talking.
Right. Now, to be clear, I want everyone to know that today I've had two different types of Mountain Dew. Not like two different cans of Mountain Dew, like Mountain Dew and then another Mountain Dew. I had a Code Red and a Baja Blast.
The big bottles, too.
Yeah. Like, I'm just saying, I am not... I should be trying, and I'm not even trying. And that's where this is. So, please understand that if you have health issues, or you don't think you would, just because you live this healthy lifestyle, hopefully that's good. I'm here to tell you, sometimes there's a little bit of just genetics. Because, Mike, you're in better shape than me. You're doing better than I am in that regard.
I'm not doing better than you are.
Well, no.
Because I'm popping pills.
But I'm saying you actually watch what you eat more than I do.
A buddy of mine is a musician. He has been in a band for a long time. He's sold a lot of albums. And he's been on various tours.
Okay.
He had an opportunity at one point to go to a party with Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And he said, this is him talking to me. He says, I witnessed Keith Richards do drugs from his ace.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And I said, when was this? He said, 4 years ago.
Wow.
All right. Keith Richards, 70s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doing drugs from his ace. And he is still out there playing.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the world, it's going to be Cher.
Yes.
For other reasons. Keith Richards and you laughing at all of us.
I think Dolly will be there. Dolly Parton will definitely be in the mix.
I don't know how you do it. I really don't. And you know what? It's not like I want... You're misunderstanding me. Well, I don't want you to get bad news. I don't want bad things to happen to you from a health standpoint because I care about you.
Yeah.
But I want bad things to happen to you. If that makes any sense.
No, I don't want it. Can I tell you something?
But I want it because it's not fair.
Can I tell you something? There's a part of me that was like, you know, if they were just like, all right, now, if you don't do this by this time, then done. That would be of help to me. If it was like, if you don't get this turned around, this number down in the next 12 months, then it's this. That would at least give me the direction to like, okay, this is what I should be doing.
None of that.
There's no timetable.
The doctor gave you a slab of ribs in the office and said, well, you're healthier than me. Here you go. Have some ribs.
It's like someone called in a random tip to like a giant city and was like, there's going to be a bank robbery in the city today. And they're like, well, do we know where? And it's like, it could be any time between now and midnight. So everywhere they're just like, well, I don't see any. There's no one walking to these banks. There's nothing happening that looks suspicious. We've heard no activity from any criminal syndicate. But all we've got is this tip that there's going to be a bank robbery at some point. That's where my doctor and I are. It's like, well, we know something's going to be wrong, right? Eventually. So we're just looking, but so far, nothing.
All right. Well, good for you. You've done it another year. You've made it another year.
I guess.
The Texas Longhorns already have a new starting quarterback. Steve Sarkisian said yesterday that Casey Thompson will be his new starting quarterback. He will replace Hudson Card.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hell of a name. As a starting quarterback, Hudson Card started the first two games, was not very good against Arkansas this past weekend. He was 8 of 15 for 61 yards, was sacked three times in the 40-21 loss. They play Rice this weekend.
Yeah, Sarkisian actually said about Hudson Card, I thought Hudson was all antsy in the pocket, which I got to tell you, I've met a lot of dudes that were antsy in the pocket and you don't want to be associated with them. So you need to move on from that. I totally get that.
What does that mean?
I'm sure we had a history teacher that was, you know, always had something going on in his pocket and it was always creepy.
Always antsy down there?
Always antsy down in the pocket area. And we were like, you know what? Don't go near that dude. It's weird.
Thanks for that, Bone.
Hey, I didn't say it. That's what Sark said. That's his word, not mine.
The NBA, them two, really wants an in-season tournament. They're exploring the possibility of an in-season tournament. We've been talking about this for a couple of years. According to Shams Charania.
Sam Charania, yeah. He's one of the leading NBA reporters.
Is that a man or a woman?
Shams. He's a dude.
What's up, Shams?
Yeah.
The league's competition committee discussed the tournament idea on a call on Monday. The proposed idea would include $1 million in prize money for each player on the winning team.
Now, so this is adding money to the play-in tournament.
Not the play-in tournament. This is the in-season tournament.
Oh, right.
Yes,
okay.
So this is above and beyond. Yeah, they want two tournaments.
I got you.
They want a play-in tournament for the final playoff spot.
We have that already.
Yes, they had that. They want to continue to do that because it got ratings last year. And then this is the stop the regular season in the middle of the year, have this European-style in-season tournament where on the winning team, each player would get $1 million.
I wish that we could, because they're not the only sport that's talked about doing this, but I wish all these executives would get it in their heads when it comes to the Champions League of soccer, because that's what they're comparing this to.
Yes.
The reason that is appealing to people like me who watch soccer is you don't have in the NBA, it's not like the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference never play each other. It's not like there's four or five leagues on this continent that are all like the NBA. That's what you have in Europe, okay? You have England's Premier League. You have La Liga in Spain. You have Serie A in Italy. And in each of those leagues, there's three or four teams where you go, I don't know which one's better. I don't know if AC Milan is better than Liverpool or if Liverpool's better than AC Milan. They never play each other because they're in England and Italy. So that's what the Champions League serves as, a chance to see, well, let's find out. Let's put them on a field together and see who wins. You don't need that in the NBA because if you're not sure if the Suns or the Hawks are the better team, number one, then you're pretty stupid. But if you're not sure, you can just watch them play a game and say, well, tonight, the Suns are better than the Hawks, right? I don't know why we need a tournament that's like, yeah, but after the Suns play the Hawks, what if we had the Suns play the Hawks? It's like,
what? But this time for $1 million for each player.
We have it. They're playing for millions of dollars right now. It's called their contracts. What are we saying?
How about if you want to do this, how about the whoever loses $1 million?
Oh, that's yes.
That's different. I'd watch for that.
Now, if it was like, if you really want my inch, again, I don't think this is necessary because you have the NBA. If you're telling me the NBA is not compelling, then fix that. Don't give me more NBA games, but just with different stakes. But if you're saying we have to do this where money is on the line, I think it should be all the players are made to bring stacks of cash to center court. And at like the check-in table, that is where they've got just a pile of cash. And then at the end of the game, whenever someone wins, they go over and grab the cash, and then they point and laugh at the guys they took the cash from. And as those guys are walking off, they're just like spraying dollar bills everywhere. Yeah, like I could get into that, but not because it's the Suns and the Hawks. It's because of the money factor. But I don't know why we need this. Play the NBA games. Make your games more interesting, NBA.
Sports books are spending a lot of cash. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Still watching an accident on East Livingston Avenue at Champion Avenue. This crash does involve injuries. Please be careful over here. And a crash still blocking the ramp from eastbound 670 to southbound I-71. Should be in the clearing stages pretty soon, but traffic is still slow in this area. This traffic report is sponsored by Allstate. You may have heard that Allstate has new low auto rates, but isn't it time to see for yourself? With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Getting fatter and angrier by the minute. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Let me tell you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Pride of ownership is the ultimate goal of all homeowners. I want to help you attain that goal. I'm going to show up and install your new windows.
Wow.
Yep.
That's quite a bargain.
They will leak and be terrible, but no. I will install them.
Yeah, bargain for the window installers because they're getting paid and they don't have to do any work. So that's really nice of you to do that for them.
Universal Windows Direct windows will improve the overall look and feel of your home. They're going to save you money on energy bills because no, I will not put them in. And best yet, you can put off paying for these windows for 2 whole years. Call now to schedule your personal estimate. Take advantage of their buy one window, get one window free deal, plus zero payment, zero interest for 2 years. Call them now. 614-503-0455 or click. UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Tell them James Franklin sent you.
Your guy. Mm-hmm.
You love him.
That's right. Oh, big fan.
Flashy. That's why he's going to USC. That's what I've been told. Flashy.
What is that, by the way? What does that mean?
Wraparound sunglasses?
I mean,
leather pants?
He coached in Nashville, right? Because he coached at Vanderbilt. And then he's now gone, which Nashville's, you know, whatever. It's a fine kind of fancy town. Whatever. It's on the up and up. It's coming up is what I'm trying to say.
Fancy. I live there. I'm fancy.
Sure.
Me and Reese Witherspoon at parties.
Sure.
What's up, Reese?
Do you know who she is?
Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah. Do you remember when she got pulled over by the cops? Wasn't that her that said, like, do you know who I am?
Oh, that's right.
She had to pull that off.
That was a while ago.
It was a while ago. Internet doesn't forget, buddy. I do, but the internet remembers. Anyway, so Nashville's where he was before. Now he goes to State College, Pennsylvania. I've been in that region. I've never actually been to State College, but I'm going to tell you, not glitz and glam. So
not at his house.
Well,
he's got
okay.
Gold fountains and white lions.
My point is,
Siegfried and Roy live there.
Whether or not he is glitz and glam or not, it did not prevent him from taking the Penn State job. So that idea of, well, he has to go to USC because that's bright lights, big city. No, it doesn't mean that, because then he probably wouldn't have taken the Penn State job. He would have held out for a better job in a bigger city, but he didn't. He wanted to go to State College, Pennsylvania. Okay, no problem with that.
Let's talk about some money. NFL ratings were up from week one last season. Gambling numbers were way up. And not shockingly, sports books are dropping a lot of cash on advertising. They combined to spend $24 million on ads during the first week of the season.
Wow.
Big business. $24 million 1 week.
Well, that tells you quite a bit, right? If the numbers are up on gambling and they've been advertising like crazy, they're not sitting there thinking, uh-oh, we better, you know, just keep this all close to the vest because we don't know when this is going to burst, this little bubble of gambling. They're investing in advertising and all that stuff because they think, no, this is going to be here for the long term, and we want to make sure we're positioned the right way to be the place people go, right? They're not looking at this as it going away. They're looking at it as only getting bigger and bigger, which is the right play because it's exactly what's happening in the gambling market right now.
Somebody else spending some money, Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich, doing his own version of fan appreciation. He is purchasing 10,000 tickets to an upcoming home series and giving them away to Brewers fans for free.
Oh, how nice is that?
Yes, he's buying tickets in appreciation of the fans for next week's four-game series against the Cardinals. Here's what Christian Yelich had to say. The fans are a big part of what we've accomplished this season. We want American Family Field, I didn't know that's what it was called, but it is, to be rocking for that last homestand. We want to give it back in a way that shows how much we all appreciate the enthusiasm and support of the best fans in baseball. I'm also very sorry that I'm making $215 million and I suck now. Love, Christian Yelich.
It's amazing how that happens so quickly with guys, right? Where they just get a big contract and suddenly can't play anymore.
He signed the 9-year $215 million deal before last season. Last season was not a good one for him. He played in 58 games. You know, it's a 60-game regular season.
Yep, right.
Hit .205. 12 homers, 22 driven in. This year, he's played in 103 games, so he's been, you know, ouchy at times this year, too. Hitting .249. 8 home runs, 45 driven in. Yeah.
Tell you, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's not worth $215 million.
Yes.
Over the term of the contract.
Frankie Lindor says, what's the problem?
Looks
good to me.
This is not me making fun of the Brewers because that's going around. There's been a lot of players, unfortunately, that have signed those big deals and not lived
now,
up to them.
Now, in 2019, you know, the year before he got that big deal.
Oh, sure. He was
hit
great.
.329. Had 44 home runs, won the MVP.
It's a pretty good time to get paid.
That's pretty good, yes.
Get your contract, and then has he combined to hit the number of home runs in 2 years? Well,
no,
a year and a half.
He has 20 home runs in 2 years.
Yeah.
Last year he had 12. This year he has 8.
In a short, and that's, to be fair, 12 in that amount of games is maybe not quite as bad, right? That's
no, but he hit .205.
Okay, well, hey, batting average is overrated, buddy. I don't know who you're talking to over here. Come on. You don't need to hit it, like, all the time. Just when you hit it, make sure you hit it hard. Hit it real far.
All right, his slugging percentage was .430, which Ray Ordonez looks at that and says, looking good.
Slugging percentage is overrated, too. I'm just
well, what is it overrated, then?
12 home runs in 58 games.
What do you want? You want his WAR number from last year?
Yeah, what's his WAR? What's his WAR?
0.1.
Above average. Above a replacement player.
By comparison, why are you being this guy right now?
Just screwing with you.
In 2019, his WAR was 7.1.
He was overachieving. What an ace. That's what I say. Screw that guy. Come back
Keith
to normal.
Keith Richards doing drugs from his ace. He burned out his nostrils a long time ago.
I don't even know how that's physically possible.
Oh, there's a straw, and then there's your ace.
What is the, I don't know what the desire is to be like, you know what, I could do them just off a sanitary surface, but nope.
No.
Put
First
them on
of
my
all,
ace.
This is like Stevie Nicks back in the day.
Yeah.
Her nose was screwed up from so much cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
She had to figure out a way to get cocaine in her body another way.
Oh.
So it was a funnel in her ace. That was the title of her third solo album, Funnel in My Ace.
Well, thank God for that knowledge. I'm so glad we went there.
We're going to talk about woolly mammoths coming up next. No joke. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Still watching an accident with injuries on East Livingston Avenue at Champion Avenue. Please be careful over here as traffic continues to build. And rain showers moving throughout the area east of Columbus. Please be careful. It could be affecting the visibility of the roads and creating slick conditions. This traffic report is sponsored by Allstate. You may have heard that Allstate has new low auto rates, but isn't it time to see for yourself? With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. Back to Man and Bone.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Columbus Men's Clinic. Yes.
All right.
Common man wants to talk about erections or lack thereof. If you're suffering from ED, can affect your outlook on life, cause depression. A lot of guys take pills. Sometimes they don't work or give you unwanted side effects. I want you to go in and see my guys at Columbus Men's Clinic. They've been in business for a long time in this city. They know what they're doing. It's not one size fits all. They have treatment plans tailored for you. Yes, Bone. Tailored for you.
For you.
Don't live in misery anymore. Don't feel like less of a man. They can help you. Call today, 614-300-7400. That is 614-300-7400. Or visit them online, columbusmensclinic.com. I went in there. They gave me the full treatment.
Oh, nice.
Showed me how everything worked.
Great.
Maybe when you go to Columbus Men's Clinic, I will come in a lab coat. Since I know how everything works now.
I got to tell you.
All their treatments, they describe them to me and what they do.
I think you made a lot of good points there. And then when you threatened to come into the room with a lab coat on,
I think that's that'll where get you people in there.
You think so?
Okay. I think that'll bring it, make them feel more comfortable. It's like, oh, look, Common Man's here.
Let's just make it
your
clear.
Pants.
Just make it clear that if you would not prefer that, you will not have to have that happen.
All right.
So just FYI.
I saw a story the other day about woolly mammoths.
Okay.
Extinct.
Yes.
Not breaking news. But apparently they're the solution to all of our problems. There is a new company. What the hell is it called? Something.
Woolly Mart.
No, it's something. Anyway, there's this new guy, George Church. He's not a new guy. Let me start over.
All right.
Hey. Hey, he's a new guy.
All right, let's go back.
He was born yesterday.
So I just want to catch everybody up who was maybe confused. Woolly Mammoth's dead. Company started. New guy who's not a new guy.
All right, the company is called Colossal. It is a startup. That is the word that I was looking for.
Startup.
The head of this startup is a Harvard University genetics professor by the name of George Church. A lot of people, fancy people, smart people, rich people, have thrown money into this company. They have raised $15 million.
Okay.
The mission of this company is to create woolly mammoths again.
Oh, we got a little Jurassic Park situation going on.
That's exactly right.
But not Jurassic, because I don't think woolly mammoths were in the Jurassic period.
No.
I could be wrong.
I love this article, too, by the way. It's like woolly mammoths went extinct 10,000 years ago.
Yeah, so not in the Jurassic period.
However, it is believed that some maybe still existed in Siberia around 1500 BC. Well, then that's not 10,000 years ago.
Well, wait, it says it's believed that went extinct. So I don't know. Yeah, that's confusing.
Well, they're gone now. That's what we know.
There's none now. They may have been around closer to time that is now, but not
and
necessarily.
This company, Colossal, says if we can engineer woolly mammoths to be back now and they're roaming the Arctic, this could actually solve global warming issues. Because what this would do is all these big woolly mammoths would trample all the vegetation that currently exists in the Arctic. See, what happened was, as the planet got warmer, and woolly mammoths went away, you started growing trees and bushes in places that did not have it before. It was just wide open tundra.
Okay.
Wide ass open, as Bruce Arians likes to call it. And then that was another barrier from that cold air coming down to the rest of the planet.
Yeah.
Because
right.
all that vegetation would trap that cold air.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else happened?
What happened?
I don't know, but let me continue with my story.
Did the woolly mammoths die when that happened?
I don't know why they died. I assume it's because the planet was getting warmer.
I mean,
or just because they didn't make it.
Now, I'm an idiot, so I don't necessarily know that I have this right, but it seems like natural selection said woolly mammoths,
You are the weakest link. Goodbye. And then they were voted off the tribal council and they ceased to exist.
All right, here,
so we're going to bring them back in a time where it's hotter than it was when they couldn't handle it. And we're going to be like, now go out there and trample all this vegetation. They're going to be like taking two steps and then passing out, right?
Well, here's what this says in the article. Mammoths once scraped away layers of snow so that cold air could reach the soil and maintain the permafrost. After they disappeared, the accumulated snow, with its insulating properties, meant the permafrost began to warm, releasing greenhouse gases. They argue, these people who want to bring mammoths back, that returning mammoths, or at least hybrids that would fill the same ecological niche, would reverse that trend.
That is fascinating to me. So if I'm understanding them correctly, what they're saying is, if we just let cold air and the snow exist in the Arctic, it'll get way warmer. But if we let these warm-blooded animals trample all over the snow and expose the ground to, like, the sun and their poo and whatever else gets on it, that will somehow make it colder.
Yes. Let's not even discuss
that's so fascinating
the notion of recreating a species that couldn't make it, as you said, was voted off the island.
We already know that's going to be, like, the big lift here. I'm just asking the other questions of, let's say you can do that. That actually they think will work. That's amazing to
me. The people who are founding this company think it's going to work.
That's what I mean, right.
Every other person that they've quoted who knows anything about this says this is junk science and it's stupid. And okay. It's not going to work.
Good.
And actually, it could do the opposite and do more harm and make the planet warmer.
Can I tell you?
Have all these woolly elephants running around. What the hell do you do with them?
Can I tell you my not popular theory about evolution and, like, the species that don't make it?
I've heard this theory, but go ahead.
We don't need to bring those species back. They couldn't hack it. Like, people who are like, well, the dodo went extinct and it's too bad. It's like, well, the dodo had better defenses. It wouldn't have been hunted to death. I don't know what to tell you. That's just how life works, right? Are we not on? People treat humans like we're not on this planet. It's like we're this weird thing that shouldn't be here, but yet we are. Well, if we're here, then we're part of nature, right? So, yes, skyscrapers to me are not as beautiful as, like, a picturesque mountain. But if you think a beehive is natural, then isn't that our beehive, right? Isn't us building the skyscraper? We just have better tools than the bees. We don't make it out of our spit and whatever comes out of our pollen sacks or whatever.
They're pollen sacks. That's right, Bone.
I don't know where they store the pollen.
Common Man here for Columbus Men's Clinic.
I don't know.
Let's talk about pollen sacks.
I don't know if they have pollen sacks, but you get my point. Like, they make beehives. We make, the Brooklyn Bridge.
There are a lot of people out there that want to apologize for being the dominant species on this planet.
Yes.
I'm not one of them. However, being the dominant species on the planet, if bringing back another species helps our species,
well, fair enough.
Then we can have that discussion.
Because fair enough.
We are manipulating nature to serve us, to make our world better.
But that's the same thing, like I'm saying, that, like, any animal that will hide in, like, shade to ambush another animal.
You're exactly right.
It's manipulating what's there.
They are doing exactly the same thing.
We're just taking it a few steps
beyond
that.
So we shouldn't feel ashamed of that.
And by the way, I also get, like, we did a lot of, I get it. We're not great for the planet. We mess up a lot of things. All I'm saying is we should be responsible, to your point, so that we can survive, right? That's what I'm saying. So I'm not advocating, like, just, I don't know, burning baby seals for their oil. I'm not, like, let's calm down, all right? I'm not, let's hunt all the whales to extinction. I'm not saying that. Just saying, if something doesn't make it in the current planet. By the way, do the cows get any blame for this? They're farting like crazy and heating up the atmosphere. They don't go around apologizing for that. Just saying, we at least take care. They're just out there with their seven stomachs and their cud, whatever else they've got. Stupid cows. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Just like a big old Escalade out there just heating up the planet.
So a lot of people looking at this saying, this is stupid. Why are we doing this? It's not going to work. And then other people are saying, well, even if, let's say you can do this, which right now is just theory, that you can crossbreed two different types of elephants and make a woolly mammoth. This is theory. All right.
That's a hell of a leap, right?
Well, I'm just saying, let's say you can do this. By the time you get enough of these animals created,
Yes.
To actually make a difference. We're talking probably 200 years into the future where mm-hmm. all these climate models say that's the point of no return anyway. We're past the point of no return.
Yeah, maybe
so they're not gonna do anything.
Maybe instead of that, we should just like double down on finding better power sources. Like, can we? I'm telling
you. Or hire a guy with an auger on the tractor to go up there and just sort of plow the earth in the Arctic.
Let's get a couple battery powered tractors and see what they can do up there. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I want to see it. I want to see the day where we convert. There's got to be a way to convert water. Well, we had it, right? Like steam engines, but they're not very efficient. Let's go back to perfecting the steam engine. It's just heating up water. Let's figure out what we can do there.
All the news and notes you need as we go on campus. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Still watching an accident with injuries on East Livingston Avenue at Champion Avenue. Traffic is still slow over here and continues to build. And a crash has cleared from the ramp from eastbound 670 to southbound I-71. All lanes have reopened in that area. This traffic report is sponsored by Taco Bell. Dreams are amazing, but wake up in time to have Taco Bell's toasted breakfast burritos with eggs, cheese, and bacon. Toasted breakfast burritos available at a participating Taco Bell location near you during breakfast hours only, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Like a sports drink, but for that part of you that's thirsty for fart jokes. Back to Man and Bone.
Laurie Schmidt has a very important message for you.
Oh?
Join the Fan for the Ozone Tailgate on Lane for the best game day tailgate in town. Woo! Catch the pregame show with Matty Ice and Tyvis Powell. Listen to live music and watch the game if you're not headed inside. Be sure to bring cash for your favorite tailgate refreshments. Cash.
Bring cash.
The Ozone Tailgate on Lane is sponsored by TNT Equipment, Pepsi Zero, Capital City Concrete, and Corona, the drink, not the illness. See you on Saturday. Woo!
Assistant editor of the Columbus Dispatch sports page, I believe, Laurie Schmidt.
That's right.
Our gal.
On campus, do it.
Common Man and T-Bones. On campus, the latest college sports news and notes.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Feeling the heat? Call the experts at Logan Services now for hot deals on train systems, including 0% APR for 60 months.
Bone.
Well, man, some bad news for Oregon, despite the huge upset of Ohio State, as we are all painfully aware of. They were without star linebacker Justin Flo for that game. And they are going to be without him, it looks like, for a good part of the rest of the season. They're saying he could be out for the rest of the season with a lower body injury. This, according to The Athletic's Bruce Feldman. Blow was the number six recruit in the class of 2020, got his chance to start for Oregon this year, and was great in his lone performance. He had 14 tackles in the Fresno State victory, but then was injured and ruled out of the upset win over Ohio State. So, hate to bring it up, but that defense that we saw that was decent at stopping the Buckeye offense at times, they didn't even have, no, not one of their best players, two of their best players, and one of those guys still will not be available. We'll see if Justin Flo gets back. If that team continues to win, it will be a bigger storyline when he can return, if he can this year. Also, similar type of injury situation for Texas A&M. Their starting quarterback, Haynes King, sidelined indefinitely with a fractured leg. He suffered it during the first quarter of the win over Colorado, and it was confirmed by Jimbo Fisher that there is no right now timeline. He underwent surgery on Sunday. They just said indefinitely right now. His quote, Jimbo Fisher's, is, "When you heal, you heal. We will never play him before that," which I love how he phrases that as if, like, hey, you media members want us to put that kid out there with a broken leg. We're not going to do it. Like, okay, yeah, no one thinks that. We're just curious as to, is this a end of the season for him, or is he going to come back in 8 or 10 weeks, possibly? Like, if you make the playoffs, are you going to have a chance to have him out there? But obviously, if that's the case, raises a whole other set of questions. Either way, right now, we don't know what his timeline is, so keep an eye on that. We will talk about more of this. We will talk more about this game in the next couple days. But the Gators of Florida have their big matchup with number one Alabama this weekend. And they have got a quarterback situation. They have two quarterbacks, Emory Jones and Anthony Richardson. And according to Coach Dan Mullen, they both, quote, know the plan as to what's going to happen with the two of them when they deploy against Alabama. Richardson has been the backup this season, throwing 2 touchdowns, rushing for 2 more, prompting questions as to whether or not he should start over Emory Jones. Mullen has to date said Jones is the starter, but Jones has thrown 4 interceptions to go with 2 touchdowns in wins over Florida Atlantic and South Florida. So your competition level stepping up. Quarterback has not exactly been performing. Now you've got a situation, right? That's how it always goes. The backup is better than the starter. So the Emory Jones-Anthony Richardson debate will continue on. But Dan Mullen says as of right now, they are going to stick with Emory Jones as starter. We'll see if that sticks. Find out more on Saturday. Tennessee Volunteers have unfortunately not been able to decide as to who's going to be their starting quarterback against Tennessee Tech. Not exactly the same matchup that Florida has with Alabama, but Joe Milton, the Michigan transfer, he started the first 2 games this season. He was knocked out of the loss to Pitt in the first half with a leg injury this week. Hendon Hooker, who came in from Virginia Tech, he took over for Milton, was 15 of 21, had 188 yards, 2 touchdowns, a pick, and also rushed for 49 yards. But head coach Josh Heupel said that Milton has been able to practice, didn't know if he'd be able to play. So they're still up in the air as to whether or not he'll be available. We'll find out. And let's see what else we've got here. Iowa State is also announcing they are sticking with quarterback Brock Purdy. Of course, you might remember Iowa State fell to Iowa this past weekend, 27-17. Purdy was benched late in that game. But Matt Campbell says he's sticking with his guy. Says it's gut-wrenching when it doesn't go your way. Some of the things that happen in the game aren't on the quarterback, but everyone's perception is that it is. The reality is it's tough to play that position. He played it 4 years. He knows how to handle tough times. So they're sticking with him.
Thank you, Bone.
You're welcome.
Hey, we have a big 5 o'clock hour. Don't miss it.
Mm.
And I have some wrestling tickets to give away.
Mm.
Some WWE Extreme Rules tickets. You have to be listening in the 5 o'clock hour to win those. If you've missed anything from the first 2 hours of the program, we got you covered with the rundown. Coming up, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good afternoon. Watch out for an accident on westbound 670 after 4th Street. Traffic is slow from I-71 in this area and still continues to build. You are going to find about a 20-minute slowdown over here and more delays on I-70 eastbound between Hamilton and Bryce Road. This traffic report is sponsored by Taco Bell. Dreams are amazing, but wake up in time to have Taco Bell's toasted breakfast burritos with eggs, cheese, and bacon. Toasted breakfast burritos available at a participating Taco Bell location near you during breakfast hours only, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Simpletons, nincompoops, ignoramuses. Just a few of the many different words that you can use to describe the hosts of this show. Also, fat. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by Hinder Motorsports here on The Fan. We were talking last hour about resurrecting the woolly mammoth.
Yes.
Is this something that science should be trying to do? In this article I was reading, you know, I'm not a scientist. Breaking news.
Yeah.
I don't know any of this stuff, but I found it amazing. In this article, they said that we are in the midst, I guess, of a great extinction period on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Things are dying in record numbers.
Yes.
That we have not seen in millions of years. They estimate, because they have no idea, because they haven't even discovered some of these things, that we lose a species a day.
Really?
Something goes extinct every day on this planet.
Huh.
Think about that.
Yeah, that's weird. I would not have known that, but also I realized that when we talk species, you're right, there are numbers of species that you or I have never even heard
right,
of.
Right, that could be a
cellular
amoeba
organism.
Yeah, or
right.
A little plant that we've never heard of
that's
before.
It's only in this like one tiny little part of the world that doesn't... No, it's not like agriculturally
useful.
No, but
even they're not saying we know of all these. Like, we see a species go extinct every single day. They're estimating.
Oh, just because of...
we haven't come close to figuring out everything that lives on this planet. Haven't come close.
I wonder how they get to that point. That's very interesting. I'd love to figure out how they do it.
I don't think we do. We'll get to the point where they determine
that. I'm wondering how they like can know that there's just a species a day just
I don't know.
Popping off.
You know what it probably is?
What's that?
I'm like, how do you do that? Guess.
I don't think that's what scientists
do. No, but that is kind of what they do.
They're
guessing based on the limited knowledge that they have.
Yes.
It's a scientific guess. It's not a guess.
I'm saying I wonder what data has pointed them to that. I wonder how they've extrapolated that out, because I'm always fascinated, you know, when you've to take it to another level, when you look at the universe, right? And they tell you how many Earths they think are likely to exist. Not that there's like other planets where we all not the other dimensions thing.
Planets that could be habitable for life.
They say with the amount of galaxies that are out there, the amount of different solar systems that would have to exist where another group of planets have formed around a smaller star like our sun, and then there's got to be, because of the number we know exist, there have to be X percentage of them that have a planet roughly about as far away from a star as our planet is from this star. And so they say, well, if that's the case, could those planets have life? And they asked me, I forget the number, it was like 30 or 40 that they said, like, without a doubt, there has to be at least 30 or 40 other planets that have the capability to be Earth.
Well, and that's probably just close by.
Yeah, right. They're just saying from what we know of the universe, but we still don't even know the full extent. Blows your mind, right? To think we could be next door from a space perspective to like three other Earths, but we have no idea because we can't even see them. That's nuts to me.
Meanwhile, we're going to re-engineer a woolly mammoth and bring it back so we can stomp on some snow up in the Arctic.
Have you ever seen the visualization that I've seen the scientists do where they take out a little tiny shovel full of dirt, like the little handheld shovel, not even like a regular size shovel, scoop out a thing of dirt, and they say, in this dirt, there are more organisms in this little like cup of dirt that I've just picked up than there have ever been humans from the beginning of humans to today. There are more little tiny organisms in this cup of dirt than there are ever have been humans. We don't even know what's going on in the dirt, Mike, and we're trying to find 37 other Earths? Get the hell out of here. Let's focus on the dirt. What's going on down there? Let's look inward, not look outward. Come on.
All right, rundown. Let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bones, the rundown. The rundown.
Sponsored by Krieger Ford. Visit them online at KriegerFord.com. Home of the Krieger Commitment. Best cars, best people, peace of mind.
Reds fans may see some more bad baseball tonight. They saw it last night. Reds lose to the Pirates. You've been waiting for this. We play the Cubs. We play the Pirates. Well, you actually have to beat these teams.
Yeah, it seems like play them.
It seems right. Like nobody wants to take this second wild card spot because the Reds lost again last night. The Padres also lost. But worst case scenario, the Cardinals won. Mm-hmm. And so now the Cardinals are in that second wild card spot by half a game. It'll be the Reds and the Pirates again tonight. Oh, and by the way, if you care, the Indians are playing the Twins, but why would you care? NFL ratings were up from week one last season, 7%. Gambling numbers were way up. Not shockingly, sports books are dropping a lot of cash on advertising. They combined, the sports books did, to spend $24 million on ads during the first week of the season. Gambling numbers, at what was it, up 137% year over year, week one?
It's a huge number. I will say this. I mean, we know the gambling thing's going to be huge. It continues to show that every time they look at these numbers. But the number I'm focused on is the NFL's ratings through 1 week of the season were up 7%. Now, some people might look at that and say, well, 7%, that's not... You had full stadiums again. This was not like COVID last year where there's a lot of empty buildings or partially filled buildings. This was full stadiums. Why was it only up 7%? And my answer to that would be, if you're a billion-dollar company and you go up 7% every year, I think everyone involved in that is going to be just fine with it, right?
Especially in the media business where everything is going down.
Everything else goes down.
Everything else goes down. The NFL continues to draw eyeballs.
I'm just saying, if you like got your info back from your 401k and it was like, hey, last year, still up 7%. And it has been that way like each of the last 10 years. You'd be like, oh, you know what? That's not terrible. That's pretty good. And I'm saying the NFL is a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar business that, yes, the rest of everyone else around it is going down. They have to spend more money to make less money. And the NFL is just like, we keep delivering returns that are positive for all of our partners. So that's why the NFL, if you wonder, why does the NFL keep getting so much of the media coverage? Why does the NFL dominate the headlines, even in the offseason? That's why. You can argue that, well, maybe these, you know, all these other networks talking about it all the time increases the interest, but I don't think that's the way it goes. Everyone's looking to do the best they can to keep the fan base interested. And right now, that is where the American sports fan is. They care about the NFL as much as they've ever cared about anything else.
Well, and why do these other shows talk about it? Right? Why does Good Morning America talk about it?
Why does Good Morning America have a former NFL player, an NFL Hall of Famer on their show now? I mean, that's how pervasive it is in society.
Yes, because their audience cares about it. That's why they do it. And gambling is only going to help these numbers.
Of course.
136% increase in gambling because of all these states picking it up now. Still waiting on the state of Ohio. We'll see how that goes. Crew get a much needed win against the Red Bulls last night. You can thank me because I guaranteed it. Caleb Porter and the rest of the team were listening to the show yesterday and they said, we can't let Common Man down. And so they went out there and they gave that extra effort.
That's right.
To take it to the Red Bulls.
Well, and
you know what? You're welcome.
They were down again because that's what the Crew do. They get down in these games and then they have to fight their way back. And I will give them credit at least this time for fighting back and getting the goals. Your guy, Darlington Nagbe, scored the first goal.
My guy.
Off of Alexander Mattan having a brilliant look and it got knocked away by the goalkeeper and Darlington Nagbe was there to head it in. So that was nice. But Miguel Berry continues to be this like talisman type player for the Crew where wherever they put him in, he tends to do good things. Came in as a sub again last night and found the winning goal. Composed in front of the net, did not make a mistake, got a chance, made a guy miss, fired it into the net. 2-1, the Crew go out with 3 points as they have to at home. Still a long way to go in making the playoffs because you've still got to put these wins together. Can't just have one and then go lose two or three more, win another one, lose two or three more. It's crunch time, but I like what I saw last night at the end. They found a way to get the job done. Hopefully we can see more of that.
Couple things on Urban Meyer. He addressed the media today. He was asked about the USC thing. He said there is no chance he takes the USC job. He also has the Denver media upset with him. The Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the Denver Broncos this week, and the Jags were made available to the Denver Broncos, the Denver media, not the Denver Bronco media, the Denver media via conference call. So you had some assistant coaches on the call. You had a few players, I think, on the call. Not on the call was Urban Meyer. And the Denver media was very upset about this. Several of them tweeted about how it was Bush League. And maybe Urban should have been on the call. Who the hell knows? But here's how that went down. I wasn't there, but here's how it went down. Peon goes into Urban's office.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, coach, time to do your conference call with the Denver media.
Do I have to?
No, I mean, it's not required.
Then I'm not doing it.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's exactly what it was. It is not required by the league. He had to be on the call. Was it bad manners? Probably. But Urban's got his nose in a playbook trying to come up with a winning formula for Sunday.
I like where Urban's priorities are. Will he talk to the Denver media? No. Will he go on an AEW pro wrestling pay-per-view? Yes.
But not during the season.
He did it. I'm just
telling
you. It
wasn't during the season, though.
He did it, though. I'm just saying Denver media got zero availability of Urban
Meyer.
What
are they going to make him the champion?
Urban?
Urban against.
I don't know.
Bryan Danielson. No holds barred.
Man, Bryan Danielson can make a lot of guys look good in the ring. He'd have his hands full with Urban, though, I tell you that. But we know what Urban would do. He'd do what he did when he used to recruit, right? Urban, he'd be sitting there thinking like, well, no one's going to steal this five-star away from me. I think I got him under pretty good lock and key. Urban Meyer's definitely not in the building. And then all of a sudden, Stone Cold Steve Austin music plays, and he just runs down the ramp with his knee braces on and gets the job done.
Urban would be like Flair. He'd be like the supervillain. Because what Flair would do is he would sort of like, oh, fake an injury sometimes.
Yeah.
He'd suck the opponent in. Then he'd give him a nut shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what right. Flair would do. Dirtiest player in the game.
You think Urban would do a nut shot?
No, here's what Urban would do. Urban would grab his head, like, oh, I'm having headaches.
Oh,
referee would come over, opponent, like, oh, man, this isn't part of the show. You sure you're okay? You having headaches? And then he'd give double nut shot, one of the referee and one of the opponent.
Yeah, that's exactly what he would do. You're right. I was thinking Urban would say, no, I got to fight through it.
Anything to get the W.
Get the W, that's right. He'd find a way. I agree.
He's going to do anything to get this win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he lost to one of the worst teams in the NFL on Sunday.
You know what I think they should do? Chris Jericho at fullback. Let's go. Make it happen with his concave chest. I say, let's make that a thing.
Isn't he 50?
Who cares?
Or around there?
All I know is, look, if Tim Tebow can get a look, Chris Jericho has done a lot more in his career than Tim Tebow ever has. All right? That's what I'm telling you.
I think it was the first touchdown that the Jags scored on Sunday. Was Chris Manhertz.
Yes.
Scored the touchdown. The only thing that I could think was he lost to Tebow in the special teams drill.
What did you see? Old Skip Bayless had to stick his 2 cents out there?
No. What did he say?
He tweeted something that basically said, you know who could have used Tim Tebow this weekend? The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I'm sure they could have. Yeah.
The Rundown.
Bears could have used him too, for what it's worth. A lot of teams could have used him.
Penn State coach James Franklin spoke about the USC opening. We'll tell you what he had to say coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. Watch out for an accident still causing slowdowns on westbound 670 after 4th Street. Traffic is slow from I-71 in this area. Plan about a 5-minute backup. And more slowdowns on 71 southbound between 670 and East Broad Street. This traffic report is sponsored by Allstate. You may have heard that Allstate has new low auto rates, but isn't it time to see for yourself? With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man is angry. Bone is fat. They are both also those other things. This is Man and Bone.
Hello. Hey, tonight on The Fan, it is the Buckeye Show at 6, 8 o'clock, the 11 Warriors Radio Hour.
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock, I think it's the Brown Show, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And then 10 o'clock.
Special episode?
You know, Teddy's not here today.
Oh, that's right.
He went to the dentist. It is the oral exam edition of Pervert Ted.
Mm-hmm.
His mouth will be open the entire show.
That's right. Good for Ted. Coming in after the dentist appointment. Not for this job, but for the Pervert Ted show. That's good.
Yeah. We have Bodie producing the show today. Whenever I get an email from Bodie, I have no idea that it's from him and I just delete it. because it's from Jacob. I don't know who Jacob is. I know who Bodie is.
We were never introduced to Jacob. We were only introduced to Bodie.
Did they make you do that?
Whenever my account got switched over, I guess they just put it under my first name.
All right.
So, whatever.
All right. Well, that's fine, by the way. If Bodie came in one day and was like, I would prefer to be called Jacob, I'd be fine with that. That's cool.
Nobody has ever called me Jacob, so I do like Bodie. We'll stick with that.
All right. That's fine.
Just what if we gave him a whole new name?
And just freaked people out? Like, oh, did you guys talk to Kevin? Kevin said that's cool.
Oh, you want just like a boring name.
Well, I don't know.
I was thinking like Lion or something.
Lion.
Have you seen Lion?
Lion is an interesting name. Never thought of that as like a human name, I guess. But
why not?
Why not indeed? It's a great name.
Yeah. I like Lion.
Lions don't have... What is that phrase that every like gym rat has to post on their Instagram? Lions don't concern themselves with the opinions of sheep or whatever. All right. There you go. You're lying. You don't even have to worry about it.
What you just said is the reason why I don't like The Rock on social media. And you yelled at me the other day because The Rock posts crap like that all day.
All right. That's
fair. Got in 7 workouts today. Lying doesn't concern himself with the opinions of sheep.
Right.
Get at it.
I just meant with The Rock, 9 times out of 10, I find... Now, I don't follow him like hardcore. I haven't gone back and looked at all his posts, but I tend to think... I have a more positive opinion of him because he just strikes me as someone who's like, I'm in the gym today, do the best you can. I have a lot of muscles. See you at the next Fast and Furious. Like, I don't get that he's trying to prove to anyone that he's that guy. He just is that person. But you're right. That person can still be annoying for you and me, guys like us who do nothing. But I'm just saying, I think he is actually more genuine about it. I don't think he's trying to like boost his following. I think he just is that guy.
Right.
There's a lot of people I think that are doing that are like talking themselves into it. That's what I'm saying. And all I would tell you, if you are talking yourself into, yeah, me and The Rock, we're basically the same. Like, just know that you're not. And it's okay to not be The Rock. There's very few people who are like The Rock. Let him be who he is. He should let you be who you are. It's a phrase we live by on this show. Let him live.
Let him live. Fan poll, 971thefan.com. What makes the most sense? Who makes the most sense to be the new head coach at USC? James Franklin, Luke Fickell, Matt Campbell, or PJ Fleck. What did I say?
Matt Campbell?
Him too. Matt Campbell.
Yeah, okay.
And PJ Fleck in the Fleck tones. James Franklin talked about this today. Well, kind of. He was asked about the USC job, and here was his response. As you guys know, I can't stand any form of distractions. So I'll discuss this today with the Leadership Council. So we can make sure all of our energy is on preparation with Auburn, and that's how we'll handle it. The Leadership Council, by the way, is not like Hunger Games. He has captains on his team.
Yeah, that's what...
He has designated those captains the Leadership Council.
All these coaches have leadership councils. I think Ohio State has, you know, their own leadership council.
Right, so he's going to sit down and presumably tell these guys, hey guys, don't pay attention to what the media is telling you. I have no interest in taking this job. My focus is here with you guys at Penn State. Spread the word to the rest of the peons who aren't on this leadership council. Thanks.
One more thought on leadership council, then we'll talk about James Franklin. No one else does that with their students that they're in charge of. Like, could you imagine if there was like a principal came out or a superintendent of a school district and was like, look, we thought about closing up school today because there's a lot of ice on the road. We talked to the National Honor Society. And they were like, no, let's go. So we're opening the doors. Come on in. Like, no one else involves the students in those decisions, but whatever. All I know about James Franklin is this. I think he is probably, of all these coaches, the most accomplished. He has been at the highest level, certainly, of any of these coaches. But there remain questions about his ability to get a really good program with a lot of things going for it over the hump to national championship contender. We've never seen Luke Fickell at the level of USC, other than, yes, at Ohio State for a year where no one thought he was actually going to win the job, and he'd never really been a head coach.
And he wasn't ready for that.
No, he's a different coach. He's a different coach now. We've never seen Matt Campbell at that level. I know Iowa State is a Power 5 school, but come on. There's no comparison between Iowa State and USC other than their uniform colors. And PJ Fleck, similar thing. Similar uniform colors, but Minnesota does not even have the resources being in the Big Ten that USC would. For me, I think James Franklin would be the guy who has the most proven track record there. But also, just a couple years ago, we were questioning whether or not James Franklin's the guy at Penn State. Could they do better than him? So, I don't know, really. It seems like there's a better option out there. Whether that better option wants the job or not is a whole other question.
What, are you talking about the Urban thing again?
Urban,
will
Bob Stoops.
No, I'm with
saying
the Urban.
We brought up Bob Stoops yesterday, right, too. I'm just saying there are other guys who have a bigger resume than any of those
Don't be
names.
Like Skip Bayless with this Urban thing.
I'm not. I'm just pointing it out.
Shoving it down our throat. He's not taking the damn job.
Okay.
And you know what? I don't think P.J. Fleck is right for that job.
No.
P.J. Fleck is, and I'm not saying this is bad, he's rah-rah college guy, right? I mean, he's looking at the stands during the game, and he's trying to pump up the crowd, and he's participating in the chants and all of that crap. USC is a different animal. I'm not saying he can't be a good on-the-field coach, but if he's trying to, like, look at the crowd and, yeah, let's go get him, fight team, yeah! It's more of a pro atmosphere in the Coliseum to watch USC.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're going to take one look at that and sort of snicker at it and be like, all right, Midwesty college football guy. And I'm not saying they should have that attitude, but just because P.J. Fleck is a good college football coach doesn't mean he's right for that job.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that a lot of their options, Bill O'Brien's a guy that I think will get a lot of talk because he's the offensive coordinator at Bama.
Yeah, I could see
him. He you know, obviously coached at Penn State.
And if he doesn't
well.
Take the job, maybe his butt chin will, just independent of him. Where you look over, his butt chin's got a headset on.
I love that he shows up to a press conference minus chin, and they're like, what happened to your face? Are you okay?
He's butt
like,
chin's defensive coordinator at Ohio State now.
No, he knows what's going to happen, but he can't say it. He's like, there's going to be some news coming out of USC. It's going to be pretty shocking. I can't say more than that. But anyway, me and my butt chin have officially separated.
The Houston Texans don't want their players to be confused. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. You'll find that earlier accident has cleared from westbound 670 after 4th Street. All lanes have reopened, but traffic is still slow from 71 as it recovers. Slowdowns on 71 southbound between 670 and East Broad Street. This traffic report is sponsored by Wendy's Breakfast. What's the deal? $1.99 breakfast croissants. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a sausage or bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant for just $1.99. Fresh cracked eggs, oven-baked bacon, grilled sausage, all on a hot, buttery, flaky croissant. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
I want to encourage everybody that maybe has just too much money.
Okay.
You're saying, I have too much money. I don't know what to do with it. If you would like a personalized video from me or T-Bone, mm-hmm. you can find us on Cameo. I'll do any video you want.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do myself in the video.
I don't know if people want that. I don't know if Cameo will let you do that, but yeah,
why not?
We're both out there. We're both
just
on Cameo.
Click private and anything can happen.
That's true. Click private. That's what my army role-playing name is, Click Private. No, I will tell you.
Mine's Private Click? Click?
I have been doing, previous to like the last couple weeks once the season started, I have been doing a lot of like smack-talking people's fantasy football drafts.
That's fun.
People would send me their drafts, tell me who was in the league, who made dumb picks, who usually loses. And then I would, you know, kind of go off on it for a few minutes. So if you would like... I know the drafts are all done now, but if you would like something, maybe you had a great week in fantasy,
yeah,
you want to rub it in.
We can smack talk your opponents.
Yeah. Just hit us up on Cameo and we'll make your dreams come to reality for a fee.
Houston Texans won their game against Jacksonville last week. Tyrod Taylor was the starting quarterback, and it looks like he's going to be the starting quarterback for the entire season because the Texans don't want to confuse the team.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So Deshaun Watson is still on the active roster and was declared inactive for last week's game, as everybody knows. Jay Glazer reported, though, that they are still planning on having him on the roster the entire season and keeping him inactive the entire season. But further than that, Glazer reported on Fox Sports that Houston has been keeping Watson separated from his teammates in order to try and make this Tyrod Taylor's team. Which, whatever, this all could have been avoided by Houston, by the way, if they'd have said, you know what? We know there's a lot of legal issues with Deshaun Watson. We also know there's still a lot of demand for Deshaun Watson. We can get 80 cents on the dollar for what we were going to get for Deshaun Watson, but also we can just get some things back and move on from this terrible situation. Terrible in part because they screwed it up before Deshaun Watson became a more toxic person from the standpoint of we don't know if these legal issues are going to get solved or not anytime soon. But prior to that, remember, the Texans, they're the ones who screwed up the relationship with a quarterback that was thought to be pretty good, which is why he wanted out in the first place. So you could remove yourself from that entire situation. Instead, what they're going to do is keep him on the roster, but just deactivate him every week.
Because they're holding out hope they can get 3 first-round picks for him.
Yes, they want to, instead of getting, like, if someone came in with 2 first-round picks and maybe some other stuff, they're like, no, that's not enough. We need 3. So they're going to wait until this whole legal process plays itself out and then hope they can get something for him next offseason, which, all right, I think that's very stupid. By the way, I've also seen that Baker Mayfield, about the fact that he's going up against the guy who once beat him out for the job in Cleveland, technically, right? Tyrod Taylor was given the starting job when Baker should have been the guy. But, yeah, that's... There's people making do about the fact that Tyrod Taylor's going up against Cleveland this weekend, and I don't think that's a big deal. I don't think it matters at all.
Some breaking news today.
All right.
Very important, all right?
I'm ready.
Now, Nicki Minaj had come out and said that her cousin got vaccinated.
Okay.
And now his balls are swollen. His testicles are swollen.
That's bad news.
Yeah, but bad news. Tucker Carlson let it on his show.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was talking about Nicki Minaj's cousin's balls.
Okay. All right.
Well, I guess the cousin lives in Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay.
And so the authorities said they have investigated the incident of the swollen balls. And said their time was wasted.
Oh.
Because apparently his balls are regular size. They found no evidence
He's like,
of his swollen testes.
I was told I have enormous balls, and they were like, no,
regular-sized balls.
That's too bad. That is, it's too bad to find out that everyone jumped the gun on that very scientific research that apparently was not scientific at all.
I can't get out of my mind Nicki Minaj and Tucker Carlson feverishly doing it.
Oh?
Yeah.
You think about that a lot?
I do.
Okay.
And you know what happens when I think about it?
What happens?
My balls swell to an uncomfortable
size.
Can
I tell you that I don't think Tucker Carlson can handle what's going on
with Nicki Minaj?
Don't think he can handle that.
I think he's wilder than he leads on.
Oh, maybe.
I think so.
That may be.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who's wearing a bow tie
I didn't think when I was, a teenager watching the NBA on NBC, that Marv Albert was going home putting an assless chaps on and hanging from a meat hook on the ceiling.
And of course, by assless chaps, you just mean chaps, because they're all asses.
I didn't think he was doing that, and he was.
No one thought that at the time.
So how do we know that Tucker Carlson's not doing that?
You know who else I think is probably secretly
tying his bow tie someplace else?
Well, I was thinking of someone else who's made a bow tie famous over the years. I bet you Bill Nye the Science Guy
gets it down.
I bet he does.
He likes it kinky.
Right. I think there's a lot going on there that we don't know about.
That's a topic on the show we can do. Secret kinky.
Secret kinky?
Secret kinky. Is there a celebrity out there that maybe has a certain reputation, but you think when the lights go out, it's a wild scene.
Can I say that I'll submit another person?
Go ahead.
This guy makes $30 million a year, and no one talks about it. He stands up for 30 minutes a night on everyone's television and says, there are no bees.
You think Pat Sajak is wild in the sack?
He's a wild dude. That dude has 30 million. You would never know. He's got 30 million a year coming to him.
I don't get that vibe from him that he's wild.
Well, here's what I mean. Pat Sajak, I think, could have the... He's, number one, great on television. He sees people who all the time, it's like the word is castle, and they've got C-A-S-L-E, and they're like, pass, casual? And he's just like, oh, sorry, not casual. Like, he has to pretend all the time. So he probably is very good at that. He's also got $30 million, so that if people are like, hey, you know when there were seven of us, and everyone was naked, and we all got pictures of it? We're going to release those unless he's like, what's it going to take? Those pictures are never going anywhere. Here's all the money you need. Let's all move along. No one needs to know about this.
You know who I always thought was kind of secret wild?
Who's that?
And it's the people you wouldn't expect, clearly. She was very sweet. You know, she never really raised her voice. Former school teacher. Very gentle, motherly vibe.
Okay.
But I always thought that First Lady Laura Bush.
Hmm. I could see that.
Lights go out and...
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
I'm ready, Bush.
That's what she calls him, Bush.
I can, it's sad that I can easily picture a scenario where he's tied to a bed and she's got, there's leather involved. That's all I'll say.
Of course.
And that, like, I can definitely picture that happening.
Yeah.
In the Lincoln bedroom? I don't know. I don't know where they did it, but they did.
Of course they did.
No, I mean, they did that way with the kink.
Oh,
I'm saying.
I see.
Not just, yeah, of course they have kids. Of course they did it. I'm saying the kink part. Come on.
Well, of course they did it. They got children.
Oh, that's
How else
true.
Is that going to happen?
Man, that family's rich enough that, like, they may just be like a house on Nantucket.
Well, your parents did it too, at least twice, but I don't think there was any cosplay going on, just knowing your parents.
That's what I was trying to intimate, was that I'm saying in the Lincoln bedroom, maybe that's where, that was like the kink bedroom, and then the regular living quarters, they didn't
do
that.
If you just popped it on your mom and dad.
Oh,
you just showed up at the house.
Die is the word.
You didn't announce you were coming, right?
Die.
You always usually call and say, hey, you're going to be around, I'm going to stop by with the kids. But on this one day, you just pop in, let yourself in, and your father's running around in a fuzzy bunny costume. Because what's the term for those people? Furbies? Not Furbies. Fuzzies? They like to do it in costumes?
Is it furries? Furries?
Maybe it's furries.
I don't know. This is bad.
Oh, Jonathan, you're here.
Here's what would happen. I would like say, hey, sorry to interrupt you guys. Let's go ahead and get this out of the way now. It's been great knowing all of you. I will never see you again. We will never be able to talk to each other again. Let me tell you, they would never be able to talk to me. They would be mortified if that happened. And I certainly would not be able to talk to them. Not because I judge the lifestyle, because I can't see my parents.
Right, it's your parents.
In any type of thing.
I understand that.
And I would hope that no one can really envision that with their parents. But the internet tells me otherwise, so that's disturbing.
I bet Trestle was wild, too. Very measured, composed.
Still had that sweater vest on, though, I bet
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the headset.
And the whistle. Sorry. Just whistle was funny to me in that. He doesn't even wear a whistle, I don't think, except
no,
to practice.
He doesn't whatever. Wear one.
I'm just going to picture he had a whistle at all times.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. Some slowdowns to watch out for. You'll find slow traffic on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. Plan on slowdowns over there. And more delays expected on I-71 southbound between 670 and East Broad Street. This traffic report is sponsored by Allstate. You may have heard that Allstate has new low auto rates, but isn't it time to see for yourself? With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hull. Hello, Timmy.
Oh, you guys. Man bone. Happy Wednesday.
I got a question for you, Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like some professional wrestling?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Well, guess what? I have some tickets to give away.
Mm.
Caller number 7 right now, which is Timmy's IQ at 614-821-9710.
On a good day.
Gets a pair of tickets to WWE Extreme Rules on Sunday, September 26th at Nationwide Arena. For tickets and more info, go to Ticketmaster.com.
Pro wrestling. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Gotta see it live. Mm-hmm. No?
Speaking of gotta see it live, somebody sent me a text today.
Oh?
Saying he's coming back into town tomorrow.
Oh, it's about that time.
It is about that time. Our good buddy Jeff Rimmer, television voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets, he'll be back in town tomorrow.
Mm.
The Jackets are on the ice practicing. Getting ready for the start of preseason games, which comes your way this month.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Preseason hockey is almost here. So that means Rimmer's almost here.
That's right. I'll be here tomorrow.
I'm excited. Very excited.
When's the segment start back up?
When the season starts.
A few weeks out still?
When the season starts.
You got to have a little buildup. I mean,
what are you working for Rimmer now?
A lot of excitement.
Yes, that's right. Have me on every week.
Right.
My good friend, Bobby Orr.
That's all we're going to get on name dropping this year, isn't it?
A lot of Bobby Orr references from Boston.
Are we going to have a standard for Rimmer that, like, can we institute a fine system where if Rimmer comes on name dropping with Jeff Rimmer and does not drop a name that we deem name-ish
acceptable,
like, you got to have something more than like, I talked to someone on the Jackets roster or I talked to Bobby Orr. I need a good name every week, and if he doesn't give us a good name, we can fine him.
Good friend, Larry King.
No more Larry King.
No more.
He's dead. He can't do Larry King
anymore. We had a seance last night.
I was just going to say, what if Rimmer has got a medium? You know, he might have someone that he can talk to that can talk to Larry.
Long Island medium.
I want some Cal Ripken stories.
Oh, he's got them.
Yeah.
In the day, Jeff Rimmer was known as a big Cal Ripken kiss ass back in the day.
I wonder if he knew Cal's mom.
I think he kidnapped her.
You went there. He's the guy.
He was.
He had the Oldsmobile Cutlass. Chucked her in the back.
I'm sorry. Did you call it an Oldsmobile? Is that what you called that?
Oldsmobile Cutlass.
Oldsmobile. All right. You called it an Oldsmobile. Is it sure?
Oldsmobile here.
Well, they're back.
What are you doing? Don't do Rimmer on this show. What is this, amateur hour?
They've lost a lot of football games. They lost their S, just like Rutger.
Right.
Oldsmobile. That's right.
I already deemed if Rutger pulls off the unthinkable, they get 10 years of S's.
They beat Ohio State?
Yeah.
We're adults.
No,
we can say
that. Get out of
that's
here.
Not going to happen.
That's what I'm saying. It's a decade of S's.
Let's say they don't do that, but if Rutger were
then
to
the,
like.
The rule is 6 wins, a 500
six
season.
Six wins. Okay.
A 500 season.
All right.
You get the S.
What's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Coming up tonight, we got more because we only heard the negative from Ryan Day. It's really all that there was, but he did say some things about offensive issues as well that we didn't get to. So we'll do that. More remnants from what's going on with the defense. We'll start the show with that. Some of the things that are floating around out there. Dave Holmes at 6:33. We've got
the college football pulse at 7 o'clock. Of course, the USC job has everybody on edge in college football. And we'll talk some Cincinnati Buckeyes down with the Cincinnati Bengals in the 7 o'clock hour too.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on the Fan. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone.
Well, man, Marilyn Manson has had quite a few issues over the last few years. One of them is that he's been accused of spitting and blowing his nose on a photographer during one of his concerts in New Hampshire. He is currently, Brian Warner is his legal name, if you're not familiar. He's got two misdemeanor counts of simple assault stemming from the encounter at the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion in Guilford on August 19, 2019. According to police, Manson approached videographer Susan Fountain in the venue's stage pit, where she was taking photos, put his face close to her camera, and spit at her. He is also accused of blowing his nose on her arms and hands. Gross. In court documents made public Tuesday, Manson's attorney, Kent Barker, argues that, much like at SeaWorld, there's a splash zone with Marilyn Manson. I mean, he didn't make that comparison, but he said, the defendant's performance over the past 20 years are well known to include shocking and evocative antics similar to those that occurred here.
So he's not denying this occurred.
He's saying she should have known if she was going to take video of Marilyn Manson that he might spit on her and or blow his nose on her, which is a weird way to defend your client.
What a two-bit bus bench lawyer.
That is,
my God.
Yeah, that is bad. Brian Warner, I should say, has pled not guilty to the charges, which could each result in a jail sentence of less than a year and a $2,000 fine if convicted.
I'm just wondering what else Marilyn Manson can do to you.
Yeah. There's other problems there.
Oh, you're in the front row. Sorry. Yeah.
Whitney Houston's The Bodyguard movie, which I don't know why I said The Bodyguard movie, but I didn't want you to think we were talking about an ex-bodyguard of hers. Anyway, it is getting the remake treatment from Warner Brothers. Apparently, Matthew Lopez, who is a Tony-nominated playwright, has been hired to write a reimagining of the iconic Whitney Houston film. The new movie will be inspired by the 92 romantic drama. So, whatever. Nothing is new. Everything is old. Welcome to Hollywood. You can just make somebody else's movie again, and you get millions and millions of dollars. So, yay.
Who's going to star? Do we know?
Kevin Costner.
I don't think he's
going to be the elderly bodyguard.
No, he's playing Whitney Houston's role. He will be the singer. No, I don't actually know who's going to star. I don't think that's all been announced yet, but they are greenlighting the project to go ahead. So look forward to that.
Buckeye Show is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Traffic Center.
Good evening. Some slowdowns to watch out for right now. You are going to find some backups on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. Traffic is slow over there. And more delays expected on I-71 southbound between 670 and East Broad Street. Tap those brakes. It's about a 5-minute delay. This traffic report is sponsored by Wendy's Breakfast. What's the deal? $1.99 breakfast croissants. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a sausage or bacon, egg and Swiss croissant for just $1.99. Fresh cracked eggs, oven baked bacon, grilled sausage, all on a hot, buttery, flaky croissant. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. I'm Leanna Ray with Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus, The Fan.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.